So with liver cirrhosis, this is pretty much a chronic disease, a chronic condition that's characterized by replacement of normal liver tissue with diffuse fibrosis that disrupts the structure of and the function of the liver. So what you need to know what liver cirrhosis looks like in person, what it looks like for your patients. So these patients, you're going to see them, their stomach is going to be swollen. It's going to be, a lot larger than most because they have ascites. Another thing that's also important is that they're going to be jaundiced. They're going to have yellowing of the skin. That's what happens with these patients who have liver cirrhosis. And you need to know what the three classifications of cirrhosis are. But obviously, the most common one is the alcoholic cirrhosis. So alcoholic cirrhosis is scar tissue that characteristically surrounds the portal areas. This is the most prevalent type that is caused by a long history of chronic alcoholism. The second type is post-necrotic cirrhosis. Post-necrotic cirrhosis consists of broad bands of scar tissue and results from previous acute viral hepatitis or drug-induced massive hepatic necrosis. So post-necrotic is more from a result of something that occurred to their body, from a drug-induced problem. Was it something from a viral hepatitis? It's different as opposed from chronic alcoholism. Sorry, from alcoholic cirrhosis, which is from chronic alcoholism. Then the third one is biliary cirrhosis. Biliary cirrhosis consists of scarring of the liver around the bile ducts. So this type of cirrhosis usually results from chronic biliary obstruction and infection, which is cholangitis. It is much less common than the other two classifications of cirrhosis. So, you may not get tested on these other two, but you should still be aware of what they are. The nursing interventions for these is that you want to give them vitamins. That's the biggest thing. That these patients are going to typically be on like folic acid, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin D. You're going to give them vitamins. You're going to replace their fluid and electrolyte values, and then you're going to give them IV fluids. You're going to put them on banana bags, and then we're going to monitor for their ascites. We're going to look at that stomach. Is it getting bigger? Is it decreasing? We're going to monitor when they're the last time they had a paracentesis. When they're going to have one again. How are they breathing? Is their breathing okay? Some of these patients, they complain that they feel like the breathing, like the because their stomach is so swollen, it's affecting their breathing. So are they having problems lying flat because of all the extra fluids? So this is important when it comes to liver cirrhosis patients. And then the precaution for these patients is standard precaution. The next disease that's listed on here is the myasthenia gravis. Myasthenia gravis. So myasthenia gravis, this is a chronic condition. This is a chronic problem. So they have a chronic autoimmune neuromuscular disease, which is characterized by varying degrees of weakness of the skeletal muscles of the body. So pretty much what's happening is that their body function as far as the weakness throughout their body, it varies, and sometimes it's the weakness in the body can affect whether they can, walk, raise their arm, raise their leg. It varies, and it's the, and it's there's a and you need to know with these patients what is their baseline from before when they first acquired this disease, acquired this problem. Some of the methods of treatment may include giving them medication, surgery, plasmapheresis, and IV immunoglobulin, corticosteroids such as prednisone, and immunosuppressing agents, which helps to improve their muscle strength by suppressing the abnormal antibody production. And the interventions as well may include that you want to monitor for the changes in breathing. That's the biggest thing. You want to monitor the changes in breathing, so their airway, right? And their functional levels. How well are they able to do their activities of daily living? How well are they able to brush their teeth? Can they move their arms? Can they walk? You want to administer corticosteroids with these patients. And the precaution with these patients is standard precautions. However, if they're admitted to the hospital for acute myasthenia gravis, they may be placed on neutropenic precautions, which is reverse isolation, because they're immunocompromised. So that's something that you need to keep in mind when it comes to myasthenia gravis.